pod, secret podcast.
When I walk into the pod,
yeah,
all eyes on me.
I'm with the Joe Van crew.
What?
All plugs are free.
Sit on the couch, yeah.
Joe, turn off your phone,
yeah.
Oh my God, Sam.
Everybody,
the words up. Pod.
Secret podcast.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of the Joe Van Secret Podcast.
Xerxes, way to mess up the intro.
Yeah, come on.
Xerxes,
come on, Zerk.
God,
I didn't do it.
You guys did. No one will ever know. There's no documents proving what the actual lyrics are. Well, hey, everyone.
There is. I think there was a text.
How's that going to surface? Huh? Who's going to drop the text? Anyway, welcome everyone to potentially leak-inducing podcast. I'm Joe Van. With me today are two guests who have revealed their identities.
Not so secret guests.
The
not so secret podcast.
We are still going to talk secrets. We'll try. Life is full of them, so, you know, don't count your chickens before they hatch, as they say. But before we get into all of that, we got today's sponsor, and today's sponsor is Ghosts. Ghosts, keeping you cool on those hot summer nights. Okay. All right, so here we are.
I get one of those. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta, well, there's a thing you can do, but you shouldn't. You know, you take a person and then you kill them. Makes a ghost. But, yeah, okay.
Let's get the ghost realtor in here.
That's right. She'll tell you.
Oh,
hey.
Yep. Shout out, ghost realtor.
That's right.
Sue?
Yeah, Sue Stanford or
Sue
something?
Sue Stanford.
Yeah,
that sounds
ghost
right.
Realtor.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Shout out.
Shout out to the ghost realtor. Well, she's trying to get rid of it though, so we would be manipulating her a little.
I guess so.
Yeah. But whatever. What are you gonna do? Hey, so thanks for coming on, you guys.
No problem. I'm Sam. Welcome to the show.
I'm Xerxes.
And I'm
Joe. I hate being here.
Hey, Xerxes! Oh, and first you screw up the lyrics, now you hate being here. Come on. haven't had you guys on in a wink. Obviously, Sam
was on. Would
some
say it's been a while?
It's been a while.
That's right. I've been told by many people, this has got to be one of the worst interview questions that anyone could use, and I'm still using it to this day.
I refuse to answer.
You refuse to answer?
Yeah.
Come on, it's nighttime. Now's the time to answer. You don't want to answer? All right, I'll ask Sam, because she's nice
and
I love
her.
How was your day today?
My day was great.
Look at that! Just fantastic response. It just makes you want to ask more questions.
Yeah, it gets it going because, oh, you had a good day. That's what you do. I mean, what happened, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Wait, no? What happened? Tell me what happened.
No, I will not be telling you.
No, I won't.
That is private.
Okay, that's the only conversation.
That's the secret part of
that's
the podcast.
That's the secret part of the
actually, that's
what
a good
he did
point.
Today,
that's
or she
point.
Did today, is a secret.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a funny, I guess it might have been a pregame or postgame interview clip from, the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard. They asked him,
okay.
Oh, what's Christmas Eve like in the Leonard household? And he said, it's private.
Nice.
That's all he said.
I love
like,
it.
Private.
That's
beautiful.
Let's
talk about that.
What a great way to answer
like,
a question.
Man, outstanding.
Yeah, like, that is. You gotta appreciate that.
You really
that's
do.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That guy's something else.
He's got it going on. Yeah. Okay, so you guys are returning guests.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I could ask all of the starter questions and I'd be a damn fool. I'm not gonna treat you guys like that, okay?
I don't want starter questions, I want starter Pokemon.
Okay. So we were all born in the 90s, so we're not messing around with whatever kids are doing today, whatever weird Pokemon drugs kids are doing today. We like it old-fashioned. You got Charmander, you got Squirtle, or you got Bulbasaur?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, so which of the three?
Squirtle.
I'm going Squirtle.
Both
yeah.
Squirtles.
He's so cute.
Charmander.
And then Blastoise is insane. Thing is, I really like Charizard, but I prefer Squirtle over Charmander.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, what do you like? What is my priority? You know, like, do I want Squirtle, or do I want Charizard? That's kind of where my
a lot of people have they've related the three starter Pokemons with like the three flavors of ice cream that you can get, like the three standard vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. Is Bulbasaur strawberry?
question.
Is he the most unliked, unwanted ice cream flavor?
Is that how people feel about
masses?
Listen.
No, by Bulbasaur.
Is like a plant. Strawberries.
Come from plants.
So.
Ergo.
I think he is.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then, so now the real question is, what are the other two? I think Charmander is chocolate.
That's what
and
I think.
Squirtle is vanilla.
But yeah.
Squirtle seems lighter.
Yeah. Chocolate's got more flavor to it. And, you know, he's got fire. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Great. Hey, that's amazing. I did not expect this conversation to come up, and I could not be happier. We did it.
Wow.
It might have been done before, but I haven't heard of it. So
I haven't either.
This is the first.
But you heard about people comparing them to the three flavors, but did you ever find out what three flavors each flavor?
Well,
a definitive answer?
Is it out there on the internet?
The thing is, I said that, but I don't know if that's true. I don't know where I got that. No, not that I made it up, but I don't know if I made it up or not. You know? I have a terrible memory and it's gotten me this far. So I just kind of go with it. It's like being a deaf person pretending not to be deaf. You just pretend to understand what people are saying and you kind of nod your head. That's like my memory. It's like I'm a person walking around with partial Alzheimer's just constantly going, yeah, sure. Like there was, literally today, there was a person.
That's
it was
you,
today,
though.
Right?
That's,
was it today?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some guy who's like, oh, hey, you're Alex's brother. I was like, yeah. And he's like, hey, do you know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, let him know I said hi. And I was like, oh, okay. And like he was expecting me to remember him. And I was like, I don't know. And then when he left, I was like, couldn't tell you what his name was. He's just gone. I'm like, that was just a person.
How did that conversation go with Alex?
I didn't
tell
him.
Man, somebody said hi.
When I do,
someone said hi.
That's the thing. I'm literally going to say, hey, someone told me to mention hi to you. I'm like, he works at so-and-so, and yeah.
Maybe that'll help, yeah.
You connect it, yeah.
Otherwise, it's just funny to imagine you just saying, hey, someone said hi.
Someone said hi.
Yeah.
And they go, okay,
wouldn't
who,
that
you?
Be great? If, you know, I think that should happen more often.
What, people walk up
just
to other people and say, hey.
You know, like.
Well, except if it's unprovoked from other people, like someone actually told me and I forget, but if other people weren't told that and they go up to somebody and say, hey, so-and-so said hi, or someone said hi, isn't that just lying, going around lying to people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. People should lie more.
You're right.
Yeah, what
you
are
know
we
what?
Thinking, guys?
2020, let's bring lying back.
Let's bring it, not bring it back, I'm sure it didn't go anywhere, but let's do more of it. Let's maximize our profits on lying. Let's try to capitalize on it.
Really dig our heels in.
Lie as hard as possible. Yeah, anyway, so, all right, okay, now I got a real question for you guys.
Okay.
This is one I haven't asked either of you on any of the previous podcasts. Do you consider yourself passive, assertive, or aggressive? What of those three character types do you most identify with?
Xerx, you want to go first?
I would say I'm in social situations with people I don't like. I'm not like friends with, or it's my family. I'm definitely passive.
Okay.
But I would say with my friends and family, I'm probably more aggressive.
Yeah, so that's an extreme switch. It's not even like you become assertive. You're aggressive. Yeah.
You probably would agree.
Yeah, I would. Well, I would say in general you're assertive, but yeah, if you want to, that's how you identify yourself. You got that passive to aggressive. Yeah.
Well, I think I have that progression where, like, when I first meet you, I'm passive, and then if I've known you for a little while, I'm more assertive, and then if I'm like you're close to me, I'm aggressive.
Yeah.
I have that progression.
Yeah. That's good.
It changes with the comfort level.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah, that's how
for
it works.
Sure. And I feel like I kind of agree with that, you know? I think for the most part, I'm like somewhere in like the weird gray between passive and assertive.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that I'm a little bit closer to assertive, and that I've become a little bit closer to assertive over the last, you know, we'll say 2-3 years of my life.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe I'm the wrong person to ask.
True, yeah. Hey, that's a good point. They usually say the people that know you better than you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not, you know, they get to actually see everything that you're doing. Mm-hmm. You might not even notice.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
You know, that's a good question, Sam. Oh my god. Thanks
well,
for
I'm
asking.
Sam and I ask great questions.
I don't know. I think I'm assertive, but I have no idea. I can be extremely passive. I can actively do whatever it takes to get out of being social, but like
Oh god, I'm the only aggressive one here.
Yeah!
Classic Xerxes.
Classic Xerxes. We're doing the Xerxes sandwich like we talked about before this podcast started.
We're all currently
the aggro is trying to get out.
We are all stacked on each other.
That's right.
It's romantic as hell, to be honest. I don't know about you guys.
Candle lit.
Oh my god, it
mood
is.
Mood lighting.
Yeah.
Wow, mood lighting. Hey-o.
Yeah. The flavor of candle is Midsummer's Night.
That's the flavor? I've never tasted that before.
Try it.
Ooh, it
tastes like wax. Kind of wax.
I guess Midsummer Night tastes like wax. Who knew?
Weird. I'm really big into this one.
Yeah,
but
same.
It's kind of tiny. I wish it was a little bit bigger and filled the room up a little more. But it does smell.
Midsummer Night, definitely down. That's my number one pick when I go to, what is it, Yankee Candle?
Yankee Candle, yeah.
Today's sponsor, Yankee Candle. No.
No. All plugs are free, but...
All plugs are free. that's going to cost you.
I think we should aim for them for our next sponsor.
Yeah.
They're going to build.
You know what, Yankee Candle, we're going to build. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're billing you, and if you don't pay, we're suing. So, yeah, get ready. I got another question for you guys. Anyone can start. I'm just going to shout it out into the universe. Are you optimistic? Are you realistic? Or are you pessimistic?
I am a mix between pessimistic and realistic. I am definitely not optimistic.
Yeah.
I'm aggressive, pessimistic.
All you're missing is a bunch of cats and you're good to go. You got your whole life set up for you. You're just angry and upset. And you got cats. There you go. Well, Sam, what about you?
Well, I'm Sam.
Yeah.
Just reminding everyone I'm Sam.
Yeah.
And it's a good question. I think that... I used to be like a heavy optimist, like outrageously optimistic.
Yeah.
But I think I'm like kind of downward trending a little bit to more realistic.
Oh man.
Than optimistic.
You're not fully delusional anymore. That just the best's gonna happen. It's just tapered down.
I don't know. Life is beaten. It's not anybody's fault. I just feel like I've become a little bit more realistic,
grounded,
maybe a little bit more cynical. Years.
Oh no. So that is pessimism the same as being cynical?
Maybe your route to, I mean, if we're using this example, your route to pessimism
is through cynical.
and if you are currently an optimist and you're
trending
down, I think cynicism is one way that it happens, right? Like when you become more cynical, you become more kind of like critical, and maybe that's not a good example, but I think that, I don't know. Maybe the fact that like I've just been a little bit more of a cynic than
you,
like maybe optimistic, but
sure.
I think I'm working with that.
True. Yeah. Not bad.
Working with / through that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's an interesting one because I don't remember where this comes from, and something I will forever encourage our audience base to do is to Google things themselves, but I'm pretty sure there is a very clear statistical graph that shows the younger you are, the more liberal you are, and the older you get, the more conservative you become. And I'm pretty sure that's like a fact of nature.
Really?
The older you get, the more... Because old liberals still exist, but like most older people are conservative.
Like the general trend is...
That it goes, right. The older you get, the more like uptight you get about taxes and stuff.
Study? Like where was that?
That's what I'm telling you. I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. No. Okay. So I'll say this. I heard it on the radio on CBC.
Mm-hmm.
So there was the Canadian broadcast channel that told me this.
All plugs are free.
It was like last year. I was working. It was the middle of a shift. And
Joe,
I was just
that's the liberal media.
Getting to me, trying to scare me, into staying liberal to prove conservatives wrong, But and then I'm just correlating that, Sam, with how you said that you in your younger years were an optimist and that you're slowly coming down. It's like, does life beat people up even if nothing happens, even if no events hurt people? Does life just wear people down?
I think it does.
Into cynical, like, nihilism or something, or selfishness or whatever, where they're just like, it's us or them, it's about making money, it's about this, it's...
I think for some people.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not... Like, I mean, I don't want to paint this like I'm choosing for it to go that way. I like to be optimistic.
Yeah.
You know, just, there's a lot going
when,
on. In
when
the
you
world.
Reflect on your own life, you happen to notice that.
That's what it is. You know, I feel like that's what I'm noticing about myself. But I'm not actively like
trying to go.
What cynical. Do one? Yeah. I have a little like to do list. Like do one, like. Pessimistic thing.
Yeah, know, true. Like, do something negative.
Do something.
Peg my worldview down a tad. Yeah, just.
I'm not doing
listen
that.
To
I
the
don't
news
want to
more
do that.
To make myself
you know,
upset.
Like
yeah.
we should all be enjoying our lives however we can.
Yeah.
Given our environment, our surroundings, our everything extrinsic.
Yeah.
But you know, something that we all want to do.
Yeah. Something that you deal with sometimes. What about you? Have you noticed any kind of trend from younger years to now older?
No.
No. So you've always been just dead ass the same your whole life since you were 6 years old.
Well, I don't remember when I was younger.
That's when they say your memory starts around six.
I have like two memories. I don't know. Like I don't remember. I have like little 1-second, 2-second memories up until like. I don't even know.
What,
like
a year ago?
Six.
Like how? Okay, grade six. All right.
And
let's
then
have a starting
grade
point.
Six, seven, eight.
Memory.
It's like, yeah, I kind of know stuff that happened, but like, I really forget.
Yeah.
So I don't remember what I was like, what, if I was optimistic or not in grade six, seven, eight. Probably not. I feel like I've always been kind of negative.
Oh, no. What the heck? All right. Well, I mean, hey, at least you're consistent. At least you know yourself.
Yeah.
That's good. Is there any chance of a turning point in the future?
Yes,
do you want to try
course.
To be optimistic?
Of course.
You
can always change.
Okay.
You're never stuck being the same. Your mindset can always change.
Life is a constant transition from one day to the next.
Hundo P.
Yes. And something I heard recently, which I found very interesting, I was listening to the Making Sense podcast, all plugs are free, and they were trying to talk about how... like these new theories about reality, and one of them was how consciousness is the fundamental reality of like the universe and everything, like more fundamental than space and time, and so that starts to bring up questions like, okay, so are you saying like there's an afterlife or whatever? And they're saying it's possible that you exist after you die, but you don't exist, like your consciousness does. So it's not necessarily that then entails reincarnation to be a thing, but it's just interesting to think that like the you that you know of yourself, it's like that can change in your lifetime. You can like get bonked on the head and then lose all your memories and you just have amnesia, right? Amnesia apparently is actually really rare. It's in the movies. They make it seem like it's so common. Like you just bonk your head and you have amnesia. It's like almost nobody going through a coma comes out having amnesia. It's a super rare thing, but amnesia is still a condition that exists. But it's like, you know, or just anything, right? It's like people wake up one day, like I always give the example of there are people that will just like OD on drugs and then they'll like convert to like being born again Christian. And it's like their entire identity just completely switches. So the whole, how some people are like, how they just know what the world is like and they're just like, they think they did it. It's like the point of life is to grow up and then you stop once you're an adult. It's ridiculous. It's not how life works. It's a constant dance.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly morphing and warping and eventually you die.
Yeah, man. We're always learning. There's always something.
There's always something going on.
There's always something going on.
Yeah.
You know? I look at life as one massive university experience.
Oh,
and
okay.
Like, I just think of it as like every little... section of your life is like a semester or like a class.
Nice.
You can also you can apply this to like a book, you know, like like by the end, you know, these characters have gone through some crazy shit, like, you know, like
that's true.
They go through everything. They
yeah.
come out different people, better or worse, you know, like
yeah.
I think we're all in the middle of our own books.
That's right. And then
you
books
know?
Have sequels. It could be a series.
Yeah.
To continue that.
Yeah. It's another, yeah.
It's exactly. not necessarily
could be
like...
a hexology. Am I right?
That's true. All plugs are free.
All plugs are free, baby.
Triple
Mission,
all plugs are free.
Yeah. All plugs are free.
Yo, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Got,
oh,
got,
my God.
I
feel bad that you own
right
those
here.
Copies. I need to give you more recent ones.
I haven't actually started this one yet. I've been very busy.
Oh, that's the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's up next.
But it's there. It's up next. Yeah.
absolutely.
Sam currently has the host's books.
That's right, book one and two.
For those of you who cannot see what's going on.
For whatever reason, I mean, I'm pretty sure I set up the camera. Yeah, you guys would tell me, right, if it was audio only?
Yeah.
This whole...
I don't know, you got like a piece of tape over the camera?
I'm sure I can see through there. My entire, all of season one and season two have been recording it with video, so I hope everyone has been seeing that.
This is
a lot of
podcast.
Interesting stuff has happened. Yeah,
that's crazy.
A lot of accidental nude leaks, you know, it's a lot's been going on.
Saw like a photo today when I was browsing some sort of Twitter or whatever.
Okay.
And it was
what up, Twitter world?
A picture of Mark Zuckerberg and his like
did
laptop
he have a dick slip?
Was in the background.
Okay.
It was just a picture of him.
Yeah.
And it was just like just a reminder that Mark Zuckerberg has tape over his webcam and microphone.
Yeah. Yeah. For all those wondering, the guy who's at the head of, you know, the social media doesn't trust. Yeah.
Outstanding.
That's not a telling tale of how we should conduct ourselves in this world. There was a, okay, so the laptop that I currently have, and I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this before, but it's HP.
All plugs are free.
So
all plugs
many
are free.
Free plugs.
Wow,
that's right.
This episode.
I think we're hitting the
Max
all-time record.
Max Metro.
Plugs.
Sometimes I shop at you.
Hey. All plugs are free.
Shout out to McDonald's, hotter, juicier, whatever. It's, you know, their bullshit marketing that they're doing now for their remaster.
Went to Mapleview Mall today.
Mapleview Mall in Burlington. Shout out
Petro-Canada. Filled up gas.
Petro-Canada. Yeah, yeah. What else we got?
Just get it all in there.
HomeSense is another store that exists.
Just name stores.
Just name stores. A&W.
Sears. Oh, crap. Zellers. Oh, crap.
Oh, rip. Those plugs will cost them, right? I mean, they need plugs right now. Don't want to ever come back from bankruptcy. No, they're gone forever.
Shade is being thrown.
Salt is being tossed.
I hope nobody who works there listens to this podcast.
Oh, wait. They're all gone.
What up?
Damn. Yeah, well, that's what's up. Anyway, I mean, I was saying something. I don't know what, but... Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I lost it. Something about the books, but... That's neither here nor there. Are you guys ready for the next question?
I'm ready.
Bring it?
Okay. I'm going to bring it.
I'm going to bring it.
It would have been brung. Yeah.
Kristen Dunst me.
What is the earliest?
Is that
earliest...
like a Spider-Man kiss? Like the Spider-Man kiss?
Bring it on.
Oh, you said Kristen Dunst me. Is that a line from Bring It On?
Bring it.
No, but she's the
happen?
Actress.
Yeah,
bring
she's also in the first Spider-Man movie. And they
wait.
Said
so
Kristen
what is
Dunst me, which
sounds
it on.
Like upside down.
She brings it on that movie. Spoiler alert.
Wait, but... okay, so when you say you want a Kirsten Dunst it means you want someone to dance?
Bring it on! I want someone to bring it on!
So you're not asking for someone to, like, upside-down Spider-Man kiss you?
That, too. Honestly, I'll take
Xerxes,
whatever
I'll
I can get.
You. Yeah. Make it happen. Oh, first on-screen male-to-male kiss on the Joe Van Secret podcast is about to happen. Hope you're all watching. Mwah! Okay.
Take that tape off your computer.
No! Zuckerberg! Zuckerberg doesn't do it. I won't do it. Okay, I got the real question. What is the earliest memory that you guys can recall?
Man, did we not...
No, we didn't cover this.
Did we not... I feel like you asked me this question on my first podcast.
Not the earliest memory.
I feel like you did.
No, I asked you about your childhood in general. I'm asking you now about literally just... Even if it was a 1 second memory, give me the earliest memory. Hey, if I did, you know when that came out? Okay, summer of 2018. It's been a while.
Okay,
in the meantime, Sam.
I'm Sam, and here's my earliest memory.
Yeah, what do you got?
A little traumatic.
That's not good.
Yeah. It was in grade one. I believe it was in grade one. Might have been grade two.
Okay.
That's your earliest memory?
This
late,
off,
late,
okay,
late
well,
life, yeah.
Fine. Right. It's not my earliest, but it's...
It's something you recall when you think of it.
It's one I recall from a young age.
Yeah.
And I was at school.
Like you do.
In grade one, as you do.
Yeah.
And I had been introduced to one of my friends at the time. I had been introduced to her her younger sibling and their friends, who were all, like, junior kindergarten.
True. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it was like, hey, Xerxes, meet my sister, and here are her friends. And I was like, oh, cool, hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I believe it was near a sandbox.
Sandpit.
And all of a sudden, they started throwing sand at me. And it was like, at first it was like, oh,
animals.
This is funny. This is kind of funny. It's cute, whatever. It's like, oh, I'm going to throw it back, whatever.
But then they continued, and they just wouldn't stop. And it, I remember very clearly being, like, uncomfortable because I didn't know how to approach this because, you know, what am I supposed to tell? Who do I tell? Do I tell a teacher? Do I tell my friend to, like, control her sister? And or do I, like, what do
hit
I do?
Them?
What do I, like, yeah. Yeah, do I,
what do attack I them. Bury them alive. You have to bury them alive.
I guess so.
You have to chokehold them. Sam is already there. Yeah,
you know, like,
you gotta chokehold them till they pass out.
I think for the, I mean, the people who know me would know that that is absolutely not how I would react.
Your personality type.
Instead, I would just sit there and take it.
Oh.
Passive Xerxes, as we mentioned earlier. I mean, Sam, as you mentioned earlier.
Sam.
Sorry.
Sam, you're so
passive. I got bad memory. Xerxes, I'm so dumb. Oh, I'm Xerxes, I'm dumb.
Hey, don't say that about yourself.
Anyway, the recess proceeded with me running from my sister's friend and her two other friends from throwing sand at me. The entire, like, the entire recess, just, that's how it went. I was just, being chased by these kids. I'm hiding behind the teachers on duty. Like, those kids are legitimately throwing sand at me.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, just, like, leave me alone, whatever.
Adults.
The recess ended with them catching me, like, taking sand and, like, mud and, like, putting it down my shirt.
This literally sounds like a nightmare.
It was awful. And it's the worst
domestic
part,
terrorism. Yeah.
Honestly, like, the worst part, recess ended, everyone goes inside. I walk into my classroom, and I'm covered in mud, I'm covered in sand, to my hair, to my clothes.
Yeah.
And everyone starts laughing at me.
Oh my god.
I'm like, no, listen, like, I didn't just, like, trip and fall. Like, her, like, so-and-so's friends were, like, throwing sand at me, and everyone started laughing more at that. And I was just standing at the front of the classroom, like, late for class because I was trying to get this shit out of my eyes.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my god, are you, like, fucking idiot? Yeah.
So
like, it's so embarrassing. I just felt like shit and, like, covered in sand. And I don't know why I thought of that.
That's what came up. I mean, it sucks, but that's...
Yeah, it was a brutal memory.
It's an unfortunate fact of human nature. Is that we remember bad things more than we remember good things.
That's a good point.
It's how we were built, because it's a survival mechanism. But it's a shitty survival mechanism, and fuck you, survival mechanisms. for only scarring us and never happy scarring us or something.
What would a happy scar
something
be?
A memory so amazing that you never forget it, and it's just scarred in
you. Is it bad that, like, my, like, earliest memories of that time are not from,
bullied?
Like, me being, like, attacked, but, like, me attacking other people, not in a bully way. I never, like, not with words, but I told you I'm aggressive, and I, like, have memories of, like, when I was in elementary school, like,
throwing sand at people,
hitting someone with my winter coat.
Okay.
But it had a zipper on it, right?
Oh,
so, like,
no.
The zipper hit them, like, really bad. And I remember pushing someone down the hill.
Oh, my
and
God.
And they're all boys. I always did this to boys. I never did this to girls.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if they were annoying me. So it was only one-on-one. Like, so I was just, like, I would push her down the hill.
Oh,
or
God.
I don't know. Those are my memories. I don't remember people, like, attacking me.
I'm very, very, very happy that I've met you as an adult and not as a child. Because I probably hate you. Because
honestly, I was
kid.
Probably standing up for myself.
Okay, oh yeah. No. That's
I like
good.
To
that's
think that.
Lens.
I like
that's
to think I
didn't
start
through.
It.
Yeah.
But a guy was, like, trying to bully me,
it.
And I was like,
yeah.
I don't take this from anyone. And, like, I would then, like, attack them.
That's good. That's a good perspective to look at it from. So
important.
And that's probably what happened.
I'm sure it is.
No, I don't think it is, because these were people I ended up being, like, friends with, like,
okay.
In elementary school. Like, I remember being friends with them.
Yeah.
And you can name?
Yeah.
Wait. Does anyone smell that? It smells like the diesel gas of a Segway machine coming. That's awful.
A terrible
Slick.
Segway.
It is.
Slick.
But as you guys are talking, I'm just going to shove this question in there and then let the conversation continue.
Shove it in.
But who's
Let's
your
go.
First love/crush? Any of these boys?
Yeah,
Xerxes?
The one I hit with the zipper on my jacket.
You had a crush on him.
Yeah, I can't name him.
Don't name
podcast.
Him. It's a secret.
What? Tell us off mic.
I think I already have.
Can you mouth it to Sam? Mm-hmm. Would Sam know?
Yeah.
Do
like
I know
Sam
that?
High school. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I was in grade 4.
Cool.
Yeah. Grade four. Grade four. Yeah. So maybe that's more good. Of a late bloomer.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Yeah. Sam, what about you?
I went to... I went to preschool with my first crush.
Ooh, yeah. Wow. See, so that's an early. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, same here, yeah. Except even earlier. I was, that's right. I was 3 years old. Three. I was thinking maybe two, but no, I was thinking it was three. That's when I had my first kiss.
Like, and, how do you remember more, that? I don't more remember than anything that. From me being three.
Wait, so maybe that also has something to do with the scarring. Is that a good scarring? Like, is it some kind of sexual scarring? I don't know. Yeah, the person was my age, too. It was 2-3 years
old. Who knows? Maybe I had my first kiss when I was three, and I just don't remember.
You would remember something like that, I hope. I don't know. But, yeah. Young AF.
I think my first kiss was super embarrassing.
But then my first crush was in grade one. So, hopefully that doesn't say anything bad to them.
You kissed her, and you didn't like her?
Monster. Well, I wasn't a player. Maybe I wasn't playing. No, because I wasn't playing. I was playing. I don't know. 3 years old. I was just exploring, you know, exploring myself.
Serious self-discovery.
It was about, it was self-discovery. It was exploration. Hmm. It was growing up. You don't know any better, you know? If no one's teaching you, no one's stopping it from happening because they don't know what's happening, then that's what happens. But anyway. Yeah. I've scarred Xerxes for life. I'm sorry.
Not really.
But moving on. Really.
Happy scar.
That's good. That's good. Scar.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this one I probably asked both of you guys, but let's re-ask it to see if we get a different response.
I love being re-asked.
That's the best part. Especially, like, how many super fans do I have? How many people are going to be like, you asked that question a year and a half ago?
Do you have any fact checkers?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No, so here's the thing. So the first hate mail I'm going to get is the first confirmation that I actually have someone that cares enough to listen. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Wow, have you ever received any hate?
They care enough to hate. Not yet, but once I do, I'm going to be so proud. Wow. I'm going to feel so loved by this hateful person. So this question I got for you here is a philosophical one.
Mm.
It's one of those unanswerable questions, if you will.
Mm-mm-mm.
Does everything happen for a reason, or is it all random? Where do you fall on this category? Are the actions performed by people something that was always going to happen, therefore a piece of destiny? Or is everything that happens completely random? Again, it's not a new question per se, but it's always good to get the answers, get the cogs turning. You know?
I don't think that everything happens for a reason, but I think... you can you can like turn it into like having that perspective of it happened for a reason, which can be like a good way to live your life because it's more like calming and it makes you feel like, I don't know, like not like happier, but just like
more fulfilled, more
purposeful, like this was supposed to happen. I don't think it does, but I think you're like reaction to it, or like, yeah, just the way you like put it into perspective can make it seem like it happened for a reason, which could be like a calming thing.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. It's a harmless philosophy to have.
Yeah,
but you don't believe that.
No.
Yeah,
like
what about you, Sam?
Or you?
Well, I'm just thinking of an example where it's like I recently asked my boss for a raise and I didn't get it, and it's like, what would, like, what, like, that's happening, like, that's not a good thing to happen. So my thing is like, okay, well, that happened so that I can like try and move on and find something more fulfilling for a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that's the way you kind of like put it into perspective.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
and that's great.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
I think I agree with parts of that. I think that you know, some things happen for a reason, but I'm more comfortable with the idea that we have agency over our lives and our interactions with each other. You know, I think that there are people that we meet that we may have been destined to meet in some capacity, you know, be it in like a romantic capacity or like a platonic thing or something like that. But I think that I like to think that we have agency over our lives, and I feel like to an extent things happen and we react to them. I think that part of that, yes, is fated. But like I said, I think I'm just repeating myself. I think that not everything happens for a reason, but the things that do, I guess, kind of.
So not everything, but some answer. Things.
Yeah, because I don't think that
certain aspects of life can be chaptered in what are the odds that they might have been so great that it must have happened on purpose.
Yeah. Yes. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you also say though, like, things happen as like a reaction or happen because of an action you took, and then you're like, oh, like that happened for a reason, but it's really like, oh, it's really the hard work I put into it that made it happen.
That's a good point. Like, what if we're talking about the fallout of something that you believe to have been fated? Like, is that fated as well? Is everything that comes out of a destined event?
That is a super interesting aspect.
Because like, I think that my answer to that is no, right? I think that we should be looking at things that happen case by case. I think that, you know, one thing that happens that kind of sets off, you know, butterfly effect, snowballs.
Yeah.
I don't know if all like the, you know, the fallout of said event is necessarily destined.
Yeah. Yeah, or it could go one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because like my understanding, I'm trying to listen to the greatest minds of our time and get my best possible. I don't know why this is the one thing that I seem to be hold most importance in my mind, but I'm trying to understand what reality is as best I can with the resources I have, which is the internet, which can lead me to TED Talks or whatever. But yeah, it seems like mathematically we live in a deterministic universe because of chaos theory or the butterfly effect. So therefore we have no agency over what we do, because everything that we do is based off of, even the electrons that process the thoughts that come from our subconscious to our conscious mind are all trapped by time, by this linear rope that we have no agency in or out of. And because we're in this because we're tethered to this rope, we are but a chain on the link of time, and everything that happens to us is a reaction and yada yada, right? But I'm making it sound all poetic or philosophical or whatever, but like from mathematical terms of how physics works, it's like an atom bumps another atom, which creates a chain reaction, and that's how the stars were formed, is from these chain reactions that started when time began. Which we still don't understand any of that, right? That's just an incomplete theory just sitting there, the Big Bang Theory, right? But it's like, that's all we got so far. So as soon as time began, it led to all of these reactions that led to our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents meeting instead of someone else, creating coitus, creating children, and their children created children with two people they just so happened to meet. And all of these things created the situation of our parents doing the deed. And then of all of the trillions of sperm, the one single one that went into the egg happened to be the half of our DNA that now has made us. And it's like the odds are so against us. And it's always what was always going to happen, because time is this rope. It's this inescapable thing. And because of time, there is no way out of viewing the world as this thing where we just don't have any free will. And everything was always going to happen the exact way that it happened. Like even me having this interest in what is reality, and then other people having their interests in destiny, or other people believing that it's God specifically having a plan for you. It's like everyone's ideologies were always going to end up what they were going to be. And it's insane. Like, we're all just trapped by time.
But so you don't think any of these choices are fully like made by self?
There's
like,
no agency at all because of time. Yeah.
Do you think that, okay, so I know. You have,
all I'm saying now is that that's a belief that I've held for a number of years.
Okay.
But now, as I'm listening, and I'm not even done the podcast, but the Making Sense podcast that I'm listening to, I think it's the latest one. I think it's called Reality is an Illusion or something. But it's there's this guy who's trying to create a proper scientific theory to consciousness being the fundamental reality that we live in, rather than space-time, which is our current scientific understanding, is the reality that we live in. So it's like, if something's more fundamental than space-time, which I can totally get behind, because we already know that gravitons can bend space-time, like black holes can slow things down that are closer to it. So it's like, if we already know something stronger than time, like gravity, then what are the odds that there's something else, like in a higher dimension, like consciousness, that mm-hmm. can be stronger than gravity or time or anything else, right? And it's just one of those things that's so incomprehensible to us, because we evolved to have these five senses that give us our input of what the exterior world is. But it's like, and the way that they try to describe it is, it's like an interface theory, where it's like, when you're using a computer and you click on an icon and you drag it to the recycling bin and then click on it, none of that happened. That was all an illusion that was created so that you could process the data properly. But it's like, it was all an illusion, everything that you just did. And so they're like saying all of reality is an illusion, and all that's actually happening are ones and zeros that are just computing. So it's like, if some guy takes a knife and he stabs someone in the chest, he just killed them. But he did it in a way that's like an interface of clicking on something and dragging into the recycling bin. It's like, all of that didn't actually happen. The actual reality is behind that screen, and it's a circuit board that's pinging certain things that and making it happen. And that's the actual reality that all of this is behind, is that this is all just like ones and zeros somewhere, you know?
And this, like, they're talking about this on the podcast.
Yeah, and they're trying, and it's one of those things where it's still in the process of happening, but they're trying to come up with consciousness being the fundamental reality that we live in as an actual mathematical theory that we can get behind. But it's extremely hard to do because of the things that we are constrained by, these five base senses that we have, and then all of the other ones, right? It's like, how can you come up, how can we possibly see past what evolution has specifically tailored us only to see? It's like, we can only, like, us becoming self-aware is probably one of the only things that wasn't intended. It's a side product of the evolution that developed us to be able to be best suited to survive and procreate. So it's like, I think being self-aware has given us, obviously, the option of understanding what space is. For instance, we can go to the moon. It's like, no other animal could do that, right? Because they're specifically just tailored to survive. But it's like, even being self-aware still doesn't give us the ability to be able to see past whatever is going on, you know?
Becoming self-aware, in your view, is like one of the free will kind of miracles.
It's one of the first steps towards the agency, or maybe even the understanding that there is no agency, like what I'm saying about how we're constrained by time. But again, it's one of those things where I'm not set in anything that I believe in. I'm just trying to find out whatever the most likely scenario is. Mm-hmm. And so I'm weeding out as much as I can, using one of the only talents I actually feel like I have, which is the logic, the looking at everything and being able to follow a theory or follow an idea down to its core. It's like, that's one of the only things doing.
Are you saying that everything does happen for a reason?
I'm saying everything's deterministic. So it's not that it happened for a reason, only like we come up with reason.
Yeah.
But it's just that it always was going to happen.
That's kind of what I was kind of getting at with my answer, because I feel like you were kind of leaning towards saying everything happens for a reason, but I was looking at that question under kind of a different lens, as like more of like fate and like people who think like, oh, this was like meant to happen. And like, I don't believe in that. But yeah, I do understand what you're saying, where like everything
is determined,
was going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's not that it happens for like a specific reason, but it just was going to happen. Yeah.
There's no other option.
Yeah, that's what I...
It seems like there's an option, because there's so many variables, you know, because it's like a sniper or something. He like shoots trying to assassinate somebody, and it ricochets off of like the corner of a car, and then it just goes flying off, and then like kills a squirrel or something. And then that squirrel being killed starts to fester bacteria, and then some guy steps on it, and it's on the base of his shoe, and then the dog licks it because it has blood, and it creates a new virus that like wipes out all of humanity. And it's like, you know, it's one of those things where it seems like that's so random that at any point it could have been different. but it was never going to be different. It's like an illusion that possibility exists. I find it almost like
depressing to think about. I know. I don't want to be depressing.
Because
I know,
like you like to think that you have there are choices. Control. Well, but do you think maybe things are going to happen no matter what? But do you think that we have control over how we react to them?
I think
and how like those events actually come to be.
Like maybe that was going to happen, but I get to choose if I'm going to be upset about it or okay with it or happy with it. Like, do you think we still get to control like that part of ourselves?
The choices of it?
Maybe can't control what's going to happen, but we get to control how we react to it.
I think that's the best way to think about it. Like the way I think about it is that I just don't think about it. So I have no grounds for how to take this information and actually try to apply it to living the best kind of life you can, because what if thinking this makes you depressed and become an alcoholic, right? You know? Yeah. It's not good. That's not what happened to me. It was different things that led me down that road.
But... Well, I think that's kind of how I see it. Like, personally. Is like, maybe we can't control, like, maybe what's going to happen, but we control how we see it and how our we outcome. Deal with
the
it.
The fact that we're self-aware is...
And that changes our life.
But what about the things we do in response to those, like in response to all these things, the right? Reaction. Like the react, like the actual physical reaction. Yeah. You know, like I think that there is an extent of agency over that. What happens with that?
Like what Zerkus is saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of those things where it's better to think that than to think that there's no choice.
Yeah.
It's better to not assume that you're fucking trapped, you know?
I suppose, and you just have no choice. I suppose that makes us optimists, you know?
Yeah, I think it is. I think you're both optimists. Absolutely. And then for me, I want to be an optimist. And yeah, and it's one of those things where it's like, so like, it's two separate things, right? Trying to understand reality versus how you take that information. So it's like, even as I sit here and say that we're trapped by time and that things are just reacting and they never would have reacted a different way. So in that sense, the idea of us having our own choices and stuff is an illusion, because we were always going to choose that thing. It's like we still wanted it. It's like we still have wants. So it's like us being self-aware, us knowing that we exist inside of time and this thing that appears to be linear to us, and the fact that there's a difference between like intent, like impulse versus actual wants, right? Where it's like, you know, there can be like I don't know what a good example of that would be, but it's like you could like either like if you're like a really horny person, you can choose to go around raping people, or you can choose to masturbate. And it's like, just because you have the urge of sexuality doesn't mean you have to act on it in any capacity. It's like you can choose to mediate it and then not let it actually affect your day-to-day life. I don't know, it's a weird example, but it's something like it's that. It's like, I mean, there's intent versus instinct, or intent versus you know, like a baser habits or whatever, right? It's like one of those things where it's like, if you think that you have no choice anyway, then you could just dive down into this, like, you know, receding rabbit hole of hopelessness or whatever, right? It's important to maintain at least a semblance of optimism, right? Even if there are people that are pure pessimists, you have to be like, but what is that getting you in life? It's like, are you a pessimist because you think that's the way to survive? It's like, why are you an optimist? And so it's one of those things where it's like, and obviously I posted on the jovan.com website,
all plugs are free,
my 12 suggestions and certainties in life. And in there I put a lot of, like, just literally, it's like the golden rules, one of those oldest rules. Nobody knows where it came from. I don't know if it's the Bible. I'm thinking it's older than that. But it's like, just treat other people as you treat yourself. Unless you want to treat yourself bad, then treat other people better. Which, weirdly enough, I don't know if this is like a flat out thing, but you know how usually people who don't like themselves treat other people really well? Like Robin Williams and Jim Carrey and like these entertainers that are like super depressed usually want to make other people happy. You know how that's like a trend that seems to exist psychologically with people? Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
I don't know. I think it's all person to person.
Yeah. Well, are there other cases of people who are sad that then hurt other people?
Yeah.
There are, who?
I'm not gonna name names.
No, I was thinking you were gonna name like
Manson or something. Oh, I think people in my life.
Oh, I'm thinking of people. Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, that might be something that they're not self-aware of. That I'm thinking people who were like depressed and know it.
Oh.
And yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, when you apply pressure, you can make a diamond. Hardships make better characters out of people. Or sometimes it doesn't. A lot of times people fall through the cracks. You can have someone who has a shitty childhood and they become a shitty person and are shitty at everyone around them. And that's just one of those like sad cases where it's like, who's going to help them? Mm-hmm. Whenever you try to get close, they're just going to treat you like shit. So you're like, why would you want to toxify your life that way?
Alternatively, you can go the other way, right?
Yeah.
You know, bad childhood and you can end up strong and
a really good
and
person
and,
because of it.
Yeah.
Or you can have a good childhood and be a shitty person. Or you can have a good childhood and be a good person. Like you guys. Well, and me. It's not like I had a bad childhood. And I guess I don't specifically know your childhood, Sam, but... No, I can't say that, Xerxes. But I'm assuming everyone had a good childhood. Actually, hey, how was your childhood? You guys were good?
Yeah, I know.
You asked me this.
This is definitely a first follow-up question. Yeah. I will not respond.
Don't respond. Okay.
I refuse
that's good.
To respond.
You know what? If people want to know how my childhood was, they can go back to the
research.
Episode.
Yeah, they can prove that they
go
love
back
me.
In the catalog.
That's right.
They're all it's all on Apple Podcasts now, right?
All of it.
All plugs are free,
one.
Baby.
All plugs are free, especially this
thing?
One.
It's quite a new thing.
It's new.
Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I helped them out with it. Yeah.
every episode. Every episode's back. I wouldn't have done it if it wasn't. Yeah.
Yay!
We just chatted a bit about it, yeah.
No, but if you didn't do that, I wouldn't have done it, right? So there you
That's
go.
That's great.
There's a little...
It's all there.
It's back up.
It's all there.
Okay, are you guys ready for the opinion section, or should I not do that? No, I got other questions for you guys. Next question.
No opinions here.
What is your biggest fear? I don't think I asked that one. I've told the podcast before, mine is mountain lions, and...
I think you did ask me this.
Like, schizophrenic woman in white gowns. Seems to scare me.
Wow, very specific.
or specifically old,
just, yeah. Yeah, old schizophrenic woman in white gowns. Doesn't have to be covered in blood, but it's a nice touch, and usually black hair.
Yeah.
And them
yeah.
just running at you like pale face, just fucking bolting right at you.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's scary, right?
It's, no,
scary.
It is. Hey, I mean, yeah. that's totally... That's
I've had many a nightmare. It's like, that's what I presume is my worst fear, are the ones I have nightmares about, so...
Mm-hmm.
Mountain lions and crazy ladies.
Yeah, growing up, I had a very big, very severe phobia of elevators to the point where I would just
really?
Like, I'm not getting in there. I will be taking the stairs.
Wow. Wait, like a claustrophobia or a fear that it's going to break?
Mostly claustrophobia.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, my active mind was like, yeah, this thing is going to absolutely break with you in here. It's going to stop working. You'll never get out. And so I think that probably a mix of both.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, no good.
What about now?
I'm not scared of anything anymore.
Great. Whoa! Holy shit. Wow. So do you want to start the like a new series, the Daredevils with the Zerk, and we'll just send you off on like motorcycle jumps?
I'm Sam. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm saying let's grab...
Oh, let's also get Zerk.
Yeah,
all three
of us. Okay. Yeah.
Legitimately, we'll go with... not being able to be there.
Yeah.
FOMO?
Yeah. FOMO?
Whoa. I guess it comes out like FOMO, but it's not like that.
not being able
to be there for the people
that I care about.
In any capacity.
Oh, that's
whether
so
it's a
sad.
Party.
No, because, okay, well, I'll, yeah, we're going to go a little sad for a sec. There was a death in the family of my cousins on their dad's side. I'm on their mom's side.
Yeah.
And... a lot of them had to immediately kind of up and leave to go to the UK where they lived.
Yeah.
Well, like where I guess my cousin's grandparents live.
Yeah.
And, you know, being in the situation where you're kind of helpless where that's concerned and you're so far away and you don't feel like there's much you can do or anything like that. Like, I feel like that is one example. It just kind of really put that into perspective for me a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, you know, just generally not being able to. You know,
or help, I
show
guess.
Love to the people I want to show love to.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that keeps me up at night.
It's better if people know that you love them.
Yeah.
Specific.
His was
and
more
like,
specific.
No, but like in like personal like fear. Like I've never heard
real life that thing. One before. Yeah, mine's nightmare shit. It's not
mine. Yeah, weird. My fears are like very like pop, like common fears.
Literal
spiders. Like, I have a million fears.
Insects.
Bugs. You're yeah, definitely like, afraid. Yeah. Insects. Heights. Change.
Kind of scared about someone crawling into my mouth while I sleep.
I'm afraid of everything.
I've never been afraid of that. But weirdly enough,
apparently it's a humans very eat like fear. Multiple spiders a year.
That statistic is literal bullshit.
Where? How do you know?
Even if it's real, how the fuck? Yeah, you literally had someone just sleep in a recorded
no.
Lab.
It's just like you're sleeping, like, your mouth gapes, and like those spiders, like ooh,
and they're just like yeah. But here's the thing. First, how do you test that? So you say, okay, you bring people into a lab and hold on to them for a year.
I don't know.
It.
Maybe you like
then
pee
what
out
if it's
or
the
poo
building?
Out a spider.
What? Huh? Why are you know. Pooing out a spider?
Isn't that? I don't know.
What does that? Wait, what does that have to do with the statistic?
I'm talking.
The statistics that they go in your mouth.
Yeah, but then you eat it.
Yeah,
like it crawls down your throat.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden,
and then dies.
I'm pretty sure I saw people on Twitter talking about their experience with that, about how they like woke up and they like had to go to the bathroom and like.
A spider came out.
Yeah. Ooh. Which is disgusting.
Yeah.
But back to what my greatest fear is. Because okay. I have a million fears. I have a million fears.
But then what's your greatest?
I don't know what my greatest fear is. Because it's like, that's how do you decide what your ultimate one is? But if I'm to like think about it, I am really like claustrophobic. And I say that might be my greatest one just because like I watch like a bunch of reality TV shows, like The Challenge and Survivor.
All plugs are
and,
free.
All plugs are free.
Oh, yep. And whenever I watch their, like, height challenges, obviously I'm like, oh, in real life, I'd never be able to do that. But, like, I don't have, like, a physical reaction. But when I'm watching challenges that have tight spaces, I have a physical reaction. Like, in Survivor, they have these challenges all the time where you have to, like, dig in the sand and put, like, climb your body through to the other side, yeah. Like, go under. Oof. And every time I watch those challenges, I, like, feel myself, like, I'm, like, like, I hate it. I have, like, a physical reaction to it.
That sounds awful.
Have you guys seen those videos of, like, people holding the corners of their phone, like, dangling it off of, like, the edge of buildings or, like, in, like, sewer drains and stuff?
Stupid. Why do you do that?
I don't know if you got enough confidence, but it's, like, that makes my hands sweat. So maybe I have a fear of that. I don't think I do, though. But it's
I saw
just
a
general
photo on Twitter of somebody like with like a GoPro,
yeah,
and they were like taking like shit like a photo of them like holding onto the arm of their friend who was dangling like,
off
the building,
building
or like
Russian.
Like,
were you
like,
watching Nerve?
Is that from Nerve? Is that a
no? That's from the movie. Nerve.
I haven't seen Nerve.
It's also real life. It's also real life. There's tons of
that was like a scene in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that is a very popular thing that happens in Russia. There's tons of just buildings that look like they're in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's just this giant complex, and then there's just woods for 100 kilometers, and there's just these very handsome teenage boys dangling themselves off a building.
They have to be very handsome?
In Russia,
in
yeah.
In all of these
that's
scenarios,
the weird
all
thing.
The teenage boys
no,
in these
no,
videos
no,
are handsome.
No, that's an actual noticeable thing, is that there's American parkourers that do that. And they're, like, not the best looking. And then all of the Russian ones are just gorgeous. It's very strange. It's a very strange, like, thing that happens to be.
Shout out Russia. All plugs are free.
Plugs are free. No, no, no.
Plug
you know,
Russia.
Not shout out Russia.
Are we really
shout out,
Russia?
Shout out, no. Shout out to the Russian civilians. Fuck their politicians. No shout out to the politicians. Putin, wait. I take it back. I'm sorry. Don't hurt me.
He's probably listening.
Shit, he's going to be my first hater.
Oh my
it's
God.
Not going to be an email. It's going to be a bullet. Except it's going to ricochet off a car and it's going to hit a squirrel. Oh, boy.
Good thing you have that tape over your webcam.
Oh, thank God.
He doesn't know what I look like. Oh, wait. I very clearly exist on social media.
Maybe it's fake. They don't know.
It's all fake, yeah. I got a double just in case Putin came looking for me. Okay, so we're running out of time.
Buried alive. Buried alive. That's another fear.
Buried alive?
Buried alive.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Freaked me out so much.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun.
Yeah. And actually, I recently saw it in a
bar. It comes with the claustrophobia.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I recently saw someone also get buried alive in a Bollywood movie I watched recently.
Ooh, that's no fun.
I was like, bro, what? Why is this following me?
Yeah, this fear is just chasing me.
It's awful.
He wasn't
buried. He got out, and it was a whole thing. He saved his son. We're everything is fine.
Everything
is fine.
Yes. Yeah. Everything is cool. Bollywood family is cool. Yeah, that's right.
Everything is cool, man.
All plugs so, are free. All plugs are free. So, Seaway, in case people didn't know that lyric, yeah. All plugs are free. Seaway, though, if you want to hit me up. No, no, it's fine. I get it.
Seaway. That's a local plug right there.
Local plug. Wow. Oakville plug. Seaway Oakville. Yep, Seaway Oakville. Oakville plug. Being buried alive is, I think, one of the reprimands in the Islamic religion. Not that they do that to you, but in their version of the end times, I think all those who weren't true believers or weren't worthy or whatever, they wake up in their graves and then their chest like crushes in on itself and the and like your rib cage like scratches you to death or something. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know why I know that random piece of information, but it's just one of those fun things to know, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's a...
It's what happens.
It, wow, yeah.
That's what'll happen when the end times come, so get ready.
Cool, get ready.
Get ready, everybody. Yeah, that's like an episode of South Park when they're just like, everyone's in hell and they're like, wait, I didn't do anything wrong, neither did I. And they're like, what's the true religion? They're like, Mormonism. And they're like, oh, all these people got it wrong. They're like, damn it, it was Mormonism that was right the whole time. And it's just so random. It's like, of course it'd be fucking Mormonism out of all of them. But okay, so we've reached an hour. You guys, it's been an amazing talk. What's your takeaway? Are you guys happy with this conversation? Are you depressed with this conversation? Did I ruin your lives or did I make them? Give me confirmation. I love you. Unless you say anything bad. No, I'm not that sensitive, but...
Validation hunting.
Yeah, I'm hungry. I'm fishing. I'm seeing what I can catch for the day. I'm not going to feed my family. I'm going to eat it all. But hey, it's been a great conversation.
I have an idea for a quick little segment we could do.
What's a quick segment we could do?
A quick little goodbye segment. Do we have time for that?
We got time for it.
We'll so we're hitting the end of 2019, which is also the 2010s.
Here's the thing.
Wait, hold on. It's 2020, baby!
Yeah, this is dropping in like January or February.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Well, at the time of recording.
Shit. Okay, yeah. At the time of recording.
No, this comes out.
Right, like, when it comes out.
Right, right. So, okay, let's quickly rewind time here.
Let's rewind time to December. And now what?
Hey, I'm Sam.
I'm Xerxes.
And I'm Sam.
Two Sams.
There's two Sams here.
It's two Sams.
Something got Joe messed up sick. In the time travel.
Oh no, we fucked it up. Come back. Gotta fix him.
I thought we could discuss our best ofs for 2019.
Ooh.
Not the decade. That requires a lot of thought.
The podcast best ofs? Or
no,
a
just
life
like
best
name. Our just life, like a life best of 2019.
Quitting my job.
Unemployment. Woo.
Unemployment. Whoop. No. But diving into the world of contracting, which I haven't delved too much into because I'm a scaredy puss. Oh, also, okay, so you know how pussy is sexist? If someone's like a scaredy cat, you call them a pussy. Apparently, that is a sexist term, but it came from a term that wasn't sexist. Pusillanimous, which means cowardly.
What?
Yeah, aren't words fun? And then just slang, and then slang twisted that to later become a sexist term for you're a scaredy cat because you're like a girl or something.
Right.
But originally, it had nothing to do with gender. Pusillanimous. It is a word that means cowardly. Yeah.
I don't even know what to make of this.
I don't know.
So if you hear Joe saying it now,
you'll know.
I don't use the term pussy, but if I did, I mean pusillanimous. So don't take offense. Even though if I'm calling you that, you should take offense.
It's not sexist. I'm calling you pusillanimous.
Yeah, I'm only offending
that
you.
That kind of sounds nice. It's kind of like glamorous at the end.
Pusillanimous.
It's like a little fun.
Well, thank you.
A little spicy. All
right, now Sam Xerxes, best of. I gave mine.
My cousin got married in the UK, and it was
nice.
The best thing I've ever been to.
Hey, Sam, that's great.
Oh, nice. Oh, this is hard for me.
No best ofs. Whole year is shit. No, come on, you gotta have a best of.
How about the highlight.
Okay, then what about best of decade?
Whoa.
Well, if you can't
think of one year, then try that.
Bruh, just find happiness anywhere. Just think. When were you happy?
Oh God, I'm never happy.
Your top anything. Top it doesn't have to be events. It could be anything.
Honestly, why can't I think? Like,
what was a happy
moment?
We went to Niagara Falls together.
Okay, yeah.
Wasn't that good? I remember you being surprised at how amazing it was.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, best of.
Best of. Got him. You did not sound sincere, so I need to choose a real one.
Oh, I can't think of anything.
Favorite movie of 2019?
Yeah.
Oh!
Is that a bad... Seriously?
Honestly, you're putting me on the
spot
here. Favorite album.
No, it's don't get more stressed. Anything. We're saying anything.
You guys, stop making me choose.
Your favorite anything.
My favorite anything.
Anything you want.
Your food. Like Spark. Like
Christmas
anything.
Christmas was
just,
really dope.
There you Thank go. You. There we Great. Found something. Oh my God.
We did it.
Yeah. Well, that was anxiety inducing, but hey, we got to the end.
We did it.
We made it alive.
Good job, Xerxes.
It's okay, Xerxes. It's okay. Don't mind me as I pet your thighs. You guys, we did it.
It's hard.
It's okay. Hey, we're now in 2020, as we all are listening to this.
2020.
All
hey.
Plugs are free. All plugs are free?
2020?
Yeah, sure.
Who's that?
Can we plug 2020?
Yeah, at Akeem Optical.
Your eyes can have it all.
2020 vision.
Oh, that was a joke?
It was barely, I know.
2020 vision?
I've never claimed to be a funny person. Anyway.
You're funny, Joe.
Thanks, guys. No, so, Xerxes, you want to fight, bruh?
Bruh.
You want to fight? Yo, gloves off?
Gloves off, knives out?
Gloves off, knives out, yeah.
That was a good 2019 movie.
Hey, great movie.
Knives out, yes. Actually,
I think, you know what, my parents went to see it tonight.
Oh,
I think
wow,
I just
really?
Heard them come in. I'm
wow.
saying.
You're
but
saying?
Yeah, You're yeah. Sorry, cool. I think I heard your parents come in.
Okay,
Xerxes.
Yeah,
they saw Knives Out.
I don't have parents.
Oh.
Oh, whoa! That's a twist.
What happened?
What? Yes, yeah. Knives Out.
Knives Out.
Did
Me.
That have something to do with it?
Gloves off. Wow. Knives Out.
Oh
gloves
no!
Gloves off. Knives Out.
Is that the quote of the podcast? Gloves
off.
That's a shirt.
Knives out.
Wow! Damn.
Gloves off. Knives out.
And yeah,
hopefully 2020 involves a lot of us taking our gloves off.
And taking our knives
in.
Ah, that's what happens when
we
try
so
to do the
close.
Telephone game. Yeah. Okay,
we
well,
were so
hey,
close.
From
Wait,
Sam Xerxes and
before
Joe,
you say bye.
Yeah.
All plugs are free.
Yeah.
Remember, so I would like to plug because I spent an hour here. So let me plug something.
Okay, sorry.
That's
yes.
the only reason I'm here.
Of course, Xerxes. I understand. We're not.
I would
friends.
Like to plug Sam and I's podcast.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
What's Up With You podcast.
Yeah.
Wait for it. It's coming.
Okay.
It's in development hell.
It's currently in development hell.
We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm Sam.
Thanks for being here, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us,
and
Jojo.
Audience members, thanks for listening. Until next time, we'll be seeing you.
Peace.
We'll see you visually at the next video podcast. Okay, bye.
Bye.
We're all waiting to you now. Bye.
Bye.